Don't look back because the market is closed. Good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. Tyler Harris here for today's VRA Investing Podcast, where we give you a brief market recap based on what we see in the VRA investing system. So let's jump right in. First off, earnings are killing it. Earnings continue to come in above the consensus numbers. 43 companies reported before the bell today. Of those 43, 32 or 75% beat consensus, which is just great numbers. We have a lot more reporting this afternoon and all for the rest of the week. I believe one third of all companies are reporting this week. If you've been joining us here for our Market Close podcast, you've heard our thoughts on Q2 earnings, market internals, the sector allocation, and of course, the VRA investing system. Today, 10 out of 12 of VRA screens remain bullish. That's not new news. But what should get your attention is that this blackout period that we've been mentioning here for a while now, which eliminated a huge chunk of share buybacks for this year, is about to reopen as we get more earnings. So even before this, U.S. equity markets are continuing to forge higher, which is good news. So now with Q2 earnings reports flooding back in and one-third of all companies reporting this week, share buybacks will resume, which will act like an accelerant on this already red-hot stock market. The Dow showed this today, finishing up 196 points or 0.79% on the day, finishing at 25,241. The S&P 500 also showed this today, up 13 points or 0.48%, closing at 2,820. However, our market leaders did not participate in today's good action. The NASDAQ, which opened great, saw a big reversal. It opened at all-time highs, up 80 points. However, finished almost unchanged on the day, actually in the red a little bit by 0.01% or 1 point to finish at 7,840. And our other market leader, the Russell 2000, had a much worse day, down 1.07% or 18 points to finish at 1,680. Folks, we'll be watching here closely. But what we believe we might be seeing here is a mini rotation back into some big cap stocks, which we see as a healthy transition and not too concerned about here. However, looking at these VRA internals, we want to see them improve. It's been a little bit of a mixed bag as of late. Advanced declines have been struggling. However, new highs to new lows continue to come in very positive. Today, declines outweighed the advances, 3,745 advances to 4,621 declines. And as I mentioned before, new highs to new lows had a nice day with 335 new highs to just 164 new lows. And up-down volume also came in negative, unfortunately, today. Now, next up, taking a look at a few commodities. Gold continuing its decline, currently down a small 0.05%, trading at $1,225. However, our other metals are looking pretty good today. Silver now up 0.52%, currently trading at $1,550. And Dr. Copper up a solid 2% today, now at $2.80 right now. Oil also headed higher on the day, currently up a nice 0.9% or 59 cents a barrel and trading at $68.48 a barrel right now. Lastly, an area that I touched on briefly last week that's been making some headlines this morning as it hits a new two-month high is Bitcoin. So some fun action here, up a big 5.84% on the day, currently trading at 8,193, back above that 8,000 mark. And something that has been fun to watch here for sure. So thank you. That's all that we have time for today. Please continue to join us here at the Market Close for our daily end-of-day podcast. You can sign up to receive it in your inbox at VRAinsider.com/podcast. We hope that you'll join us here. And until next time, we'll see you back here tomorrow.